Owners of local marijuana businesses told the Fairbanks City Council on Monday that the free market should decide how many retail pot shops the city should allow. The owners and other advocates told council members a proposed ordinance that would limit the number of shops and impose other regulations on the industry could stifle the economic benefits it's generating. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
The marijuana business owners and their allies did everything but quote Adam Smith in explaining why they oppose the restrictions in the proposed ordinance.
It's a free market. It's capitalism. It's the American dream.
Mason Evans says he and his fellow cannabis capitalists, who turned out for Monday's two-hour work session, all invested heavily in their businesses because they saw opportunity. He says the limit of 12 retail shops in the city that the ordinance would impose would be unfair to a handful of those whose applications are still pending and to others who want to get into the business.
You guys don't need to pick winners or losers. Limiting licenses will limit the growth of Fairbanks. You're saying, all right, this number of people is all that's going to be here. You know, what happens if Fairbanks booms?
Councilman Jonathan Bagwell, who opposes the marijuana industry and supports the ordinance, says he doesn't understand why the business owners don't like the idea.
From a business standpoint, I don't even know that that makes sense to me. If I had a business, I wouldn't want there to be 140 businesses like mine in the same city. If I'm in a business, it's to make money.
But Dan Peters says that's not how he and his fellow retailers see it.
My business will benefit either way. I am good enough at my business to hold my own against any other business that comes along. So I'm not worried about other licenses and license caps.
Vivian Stivers, a former council member who also opposes the industry, reminded the business owners that the ordinance would set the number of retail shops according to population. That would be about one shop per 3,000 people, just as alcohol licenses are allocated, she said, encouraging the council to hold to that.
It's been said since day one. The numbers that you have on your retail and other stores, like you saw, are set in the alcohol regulations, and I believe you're on the right track. Those should be followed.
Councilman Jerry Cleworth followed up on that point a few minutes later when pressing Evans on why he and the others now don't want to adhere to that.
So what's happened here?
What's happened here is everybody, like I said, is sailing uncharted waters.
Evans and others say regulating marijuana like alcohol was just a starting point. They said they're obviously different substances, so city officials should resist calls to place additional restrictions on the marijuana industry that may turn out to be unnecessary. The point was underlined in an exchange between Councilman David Prues and Ray Brazier, a local real estate agent who's worked with the businesses and who says a shortage of qualifying commercial real estate in Fairbanks may settle the issue of how many retail shops the city can support.
It's certainly getting more and more difficult to find areas that you meet all the restrictions, both the state as well as the borough ordinance setbacks. Whether we've reached full saturation, I do think we're probably approaching that.
Mayor Jim Matherly says he intends to set up additional meetings, including one with marijuana industry opponents, before the council revisits the ordinance for final amendments and possible approval in the May 7th meeting. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.